What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 392 of the Action Movie Guys podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and my co-host is...
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, we are continuing on, Alex, with our sword and sandals. We're talking guys in skirts, spears and shields, sandals, sand, all that good stuff. So we are going to be doing a movie from 2011 and a really kind of a... I won't say maybe underseen movie. Like, I still know a lot of people who have never seen this movie. It's a movie called Immortals. With that being said, have you ever seen this or had you heard of it? Was this on your radar at all? Like, did you know what it was?
No, I never even heard of this movie.
Yeah, which is crazy because it has a lot of, like, it has Henry Cavill in it. I mean, pre-Superman, but still has Henry Cavill in it. It has Mickey Rourke, who had just been nominated for an Oscar or won an Oscar, whatever, a few years before that. Frida Pinto is in this, who was coming off Slumdog Millionaire. Luke Evans is in this. Like, it has people. Directed by Tarsem Singh, who is, he did The Cell, he did The Fall, a couple of, like, really visually artsy type of movies. So this is, like, his first kind of dip his toe into action. I will say, and I mean, this is how I would describe this movie, Alex. You tell me if I'm wrong. This movie is like if 300 was a man and Clash of the Titans was a woman and they got together and had a baby, this movie, it would be that baby.
Yeah,
I can see that. It's a little bit 300, but it's also very Clash of the Titans in a lot of ways. So, and I mean like the original one. Or maybe the remake, whatever. It kind of has that feel. But anyway, we're going to give you our 2 cents. We're going to break this movie down for you. We're going to give you our take. Before we do that, let me give you the Rotten Tomato scores. Hey, guess what? We got a rare one. This is a rare one. This doesn't happen that often. Same exact score, critics and audience, but it's not that high. So this has a 49%, both critics and audiences. Gave this a 49%. Are you surprised by that?
No.
No. Okay. I'll be honest. I was surprised. Because I saw this movie in the theater in 2011, and I liked it. I have not watched it in a long time. It's been at least 10 years since I've seen this movie. But I remember liking it. So when I went to look up the scores, I'm surprised the audience score is 49. I'm not really surprised the critic score is 49, but okay, either way, we're going to get into it. I know you've never seen it. This is a first-time watch for you. So in the lead role, we got your boy, Henry Cavill. He's playing Theseus. Of course, give him a very Greek name because this is a Greek storyline. What did you think?
All right, Theseus. Theseus. He was good. I thought the character was good. Typical Greek lore mythology type movie character, right? He's loyal. He's a bastard son. He's attached to his mother.
Yeah,
he's very attached to his mom. Great with a sword. He could fight, you know. Yes, he has none. He has none, except his mom. That's the only thing his weakness is, but he's there for the people. He's there to lead the people to victory against Mickey Rourke's bunny head helmet. So I said, okay.
He looks like a crab.
He does. He does look like a crab.
He's like a crab pincher.
So I was like, okay, he's really good. Sequences, fighting. I was like, really good. I was like, top notch. Henry Cavill with a sword is top notch. Like, if you tell me he's going to be doing Conan, I'll say, you know what? I could see that because he could wield the sword. Like, if you watch The Witcher, my man does those fight scenes with those big swords. He's really good. So I said, all right, this is a slimmed down, muscular toned Henry Cavill in a Greek mythology type film. I was like, okay, it could work. I can see it. The only thing is that holds me back is that with his acting, he does this thing that he does in every movie when he talks English, and he sounds like an action hero. Like, he doesn't want to sound like an action hero, but he does. So he let go of my mother. And you're like, what? Like, come on, dude. Like, really? You know? So I'm okay with it, but he does it with Man and Uncle. He'll have a British accent, but he still has like that tough guy voice. So I'm not going to say it hinders it. I think the character is great. So I gave him a 4. I think he's a 4. I don't know. I don't think he's a perfect. It's a weird type of movie because this is a mythology movie. And again, this is not based off true stories. Mythologies are all made up. I mean, we don't know that Zeus for real or whatever. There's no proof of all this stuff happening in real life. But I thought in terms of this storyline, I thought he was good. And the only reason I knocked the point down, Nate, is because it's just a generic mythology character. Like, if he was a something like different, like he was a farmer that didn't know how to fight and they killed his family. He, you know, they threw his ass into like, and he had to learn it from the ground up. And then when he became older, he's so good that no one knew how good he was. Then the fact that you have John Hurt, which is a great actor, he's an immortal. He's Zeus, the god, right? In human form. Yeah. And he's the one that's training him to be. I was like, okay, that's cool. That sequence, I was like, all right. But in terms of Henry Cavill's character, Theseus, I just felt like it was just generic. So I gave him a 4.
Yeah, I don't really disagree with anything you said. I think that element was one of the cooler elements, is that it turns out like his whole life he's been trained by this old guy, and the old guy turned out to be Zeus, like taking on a human form. Like yeah. He knew one day there's going to be this. Something's going to happen. Someone's going to go for this bow. And we got to make sure that there's a human, because he doesn't want the gods to get involved. Like, he wants the people to do, you know, take care of themselves pretty much. So yeah, I like that. And you're right. This is a Greek mythology movie that's not based on any existing like story. Like, it's an original story, but it feels like a book you would have read in high school, or like a story you would have read in high school about like the soldier from Greek who fights against this king who wants to find a magical, like, it has all the elements. It has the gods in it. Like, Poseidon is in here, and Athena and Zeus. There's Titans, which we'll get to that. And I thought it was a kind of a cool take on the Titans personally. But yeah, it is pretty standard. And that also prevents me from giving him a 5. I also had 4 written down here because I think he is very good. The problem with this kind of role is, unless you do something vastly different with them, it's hard for it to be a perfect 5. This is a pretty much hero's journey straight story. You have to add, for me, either they have to have so much charisma that you're just like, this guy's awesome, and he doesn't have that in this movie. I think Henry Cavill's gotten exceedingly better at acting over the years. Like, just like, look at his most recent movie, The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, how much like he oozes like coolness and charisma, and he didn't have that back then. But he was a good actor. He had a good look, and he's fine in the role. I'm not saying he's bad, but he doesn't have that, and he doesn't have any like edge to him. Like, he's pretty straightforward. You know, if this was wrestling, he's like your white bread babyface wrestler. You know what I mean? He's not Stone Cold Steve Austin. He's more like, I don't know, Hulk Hogan. Eat your vitamins. Be a good guy. You can do it. He's that guy. You know what I mean?
He's Kurt Angle.
He's Kurt Angle. The three eyes, intelligence, integrity, and the other one. Yeah. So.
He did it to the other eye.
I forgot the other one. So yeah, I gave him a four as well. I think he's good. And that was cool following him along on the journey. I think that's about as best you could say. You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't like, this guy sucks. Plus, he hooks up with the Oracle, you know? And on the plus side, he doesn't live. He dies. And he sacrifices himself. So that's a plus. You know, they could have just went like, you know what? He's going to live. He's going to survive and win everything. Nope. There's a cost, but he's willing to do it. So I liked him a lot. Okay. Main villain. Now, King Hyperion is the main villain, played by Mickey Rourke. You also have the Titans as sort of like this other element to the story. What did you think?
Okay. So I'm going to give it a credit's due, man. King Hyperion whatever. Yeah, I think Hyperion. I said it right. Hyperion. He got a 5. Ooh. And this is why. He's a villain. And I mean a villain. He gets his hands dirty. He gouges a dude's eye out. He's like, you are a traitor. Well, I mean, in the beginning, that guy that, you know, tells him and all that, he goes, you're a traitor. And he goes, the reason you're a traitor, because he goes, you know, you didn't want to face me to die. And he goes, and that's traitor stuff. And he, you know, he cuts they smash that guy's nuts.
Bro.
Oh, no way.
I forgot about that. Scratch his face up and then they smash his nuts with a mallet. That hurts.
Yeah, so like that right there is diabolical. He put the Oracle other girls in an iron pig getting roasted inside. Like, it was just weird, which I think they used to do that. I think that's a real thing. Bowl.
Yeah, they light the fire, they're cooking, and then they put like these things so that you could hear their screams.
And they
like,
could breathe.
Extra loud.
Yeah, so it's like they're slow roasting them. It's nasty, but I think that's a real thing that really happened during medieval times. So I was just like, holy crap. You know, he kills the mom of the lead character. So now that's a villain thing to do, right? You look at him and he just goes, and the guy like, no. And then he's like, we'll take that one. Don't kill him. And I was like, oh, bad move, because now you're dying. I was just like, when a bad guy says that, you already know the good guy's going to win. So I was like, wow, that's pretty good. They had a great fight between Henry Cavill and them at the end. I love the bowl of Zeus come to life. when
you just pull it back and it has
whatever the name of that bow is, the long lost bow of episode whatever. Yeah, it's a weird name. But yeah, that's so it's cool. You guys gotta watch it. It's a bow, like an arrow bow, and when they're about to shoot it, there's no real arrow, but when they're gonna shoot it, it turns to life, and the longer you hold it, it's like a video game. It gets stronger, and then you let it go and it goes boom. So I thought that was cool. But anyway, yeah, make it rock, man. I thought he was really good. He had an army full of people, told him in the beginning, he goes, you join me? Nope. He goes, you're all gonna die. And I said, loved it. And he's a good actor. And he was believable. The only thing is that his voice kind of sounded like the dude from Expendables. So I was just like, okay. But yeah, other than that, great actor, Oscar award winner. And I thought he was good. So I give him a 5.
All right. Oh, that's surprising. Okay. I think he's a good villain as well. A very good villain. I gave him a 4. I agree with you, though. The one thing that irked me, Mickey Rourke is a great actor, or capable of being a great actor. And I think he's good in this movie. I think he's formidable. I agree with everything you said there. He's big. You know, this was still when, like, this was only a couple years after The Wrestler. So he's still like, he's in really good shape. He looks the part. He has that jacked up eye. He got the long hair. I love his outfits. I know he has those weird helmets and stuff, but I think they look sick, especially when he has the mask. He looked like Demolition. Everything is wrestling in this movie, but he looked like Demolition from WWE, with like the cool mask and stuff, but it's all bedazzled. You're right, though. He's ruthless. He's brutal. He doesn't care. He wants this bow. He just wants to rule everything. The reason I gave him a 4 is because of that. It is a little bit like, okay, the guy who wants to just take over the world. There's not a lot of nuance to him. There's nothing outside of that, right? Like, all he has is, I want to rule. And he's always eating. Why is he always eating? It's weird. He's like eating stuff and he's always spitting out seeds or something. Like, this is bothering me. What is he eating? He's spitting into this little thing of water. It happens 2 or 3 times where he's eating like some fruit or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, stop eating that. And I don't like, I like Mickey Rourke. I don't love his line delivery in this. He had no energy. He was just like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to get you. I'm going to, you know, we're going to rule. And on one hand, you could say, okay, you have this tyrannical king who's just like mellow. He just, you know what? I'm just going to say it and do it. I do like a little flair with my big time villain, you know, yell one time, get mad. He never, even like 300, like Xerxes, there's that one part where he starts getting really mad and he's like, you're really ticking me off. This guy never. He's just like, whatever, man. So it could go either way. For me, I ended up with a 4, but I agree with you. Said this is a good villain. And the Titans, I like this portrayal. Like, they just look like people. They look like people, but they move fast as hell. They're not like, you know, I love the way that they look. They're like, they look like they're made of stone, but they're not. And then they're all in that box biting on that thing. And then when they come out, they start jacking people up. So a cool element as well. So yes. Okay. 5 for you. 4 for me. Action scenes. What'd you think?
I gave it a 5. Okay. So this is why I gave it a 5. I was really torn because it's not much action in terms of these type of movies, just swords and you're running, you know, a group of guys running towards each other. And you could have it 2 ways. You could have the slow motion one when they just push them and it's like slow and then they're like, ah. Yeah. Or you're going to have the blood gushing everywhere when they slice, CGI blood is everywhere. Or you're going to have what I call let the gods fight. Because when the gods come down and they start hammering everybody, I said, this is the best part of the movie.
That dude came with that hammer. That's the best scene in the whole movie.
It is. I love Theory, what's the girl's name?
Athena.
Yo, when she had the 2 swords and she's fighting, one thing I did like, and I don't know if you're going to agree with me, one thing I did like that is different between the humans and the gods is that I love how they distinguish the two. When the gods hit you and they hit you hard, it's slow. They go bang. And the next thing you know, you see the blood in slow motion. Like, ah. And then when the humans do it, is in fast pace. It's just like, whoosh, whoosh. And I was just like, I kind of like that because the gods are faster and stronger. So I could see that. And I kind of love that because it distinguished between the humans and gods in the fighting style. And I was like, that's dope. And I was like, whoever thought of that, kind of, it worked for me. It did. I mean, other people were like, this is just too much CGI in these scenes. But when he first saves Henry Cavill's character and he's just mowing these dudes down, I went, yo, this joint looks really good. And I was like, that's cool. And then Zeus came down because he did say, if you interfere, you dudes are going to get killed. And he does kill his own son or whatever it was. I was like, dope. Loved it. Henry Cavill fighting. I said it before. He is so good with the sword. All his fight sequences are dope. I liked it a lot. The bow scene with him when he first learned about the bow, I thought that was really cool. Rourke, same thing when he's fighting. They had a great fight towards the end. The scene where all the villains coming out of the box and they all, you know, even the gods were getting killed. I say, loved it. I thought it was all good. So I'll let you go and add more. I give it a 5. I thought it was perfect.
Yeah. So this does have a lot of CGI, but you know what? This movie's 13 years old and this CGI looked good. It's very stylized. One thing about this director is he has an incredible eye. Everything he makes, it looks like a painting. It looks like a painting that's moving. And you could pause a lot of scenes in this movie and be like, damn, that would make for like a really cool photo. You know what I mean? Yeah. Even like Poseidon, when he's coming down and he smashes into the water that's like oil or whatever. Like that whole scene was really cool. The Henry Cavill, I love his first fight where like the camera comes in behind him. And he's like jumping. He has like a spear, throws it. And then the whole thing is filmed from the side. It has that sideways like fight of him going through everybody. It is a little 300. They definitely copied that, but it's done a little different because it's not in slow motion. There's no speed ramping. It's just like regular speed. And then you had the fight at the end too, where they're in the where the good guy Henry Cavill's telling them, is like, look, they got more people, but it doesn't matter because we're in this small hallway. So they can only fit a certain amount of people. So you had that fight where they're like fighting in that long hallway type thing. My man Steven Dorff is in this from Blade as his boy. I like that guy, by the way, too. He's funny. Yeah, that one part where he makes that joke, Henry Cavill's like, hey, be careful. He's like, hey man, I'm gonna make my jokes, leave me alone. I like that. But the best part is Ares coming down with that hammer and just absolutely obliterate. And then he dies. Zeus is like mad at him, but still I wasn't mad at him. Because he's smashing heads and they're just popping like water balloons, blood everywhere. Yeah, CGI blood. Guess what? It looked good. I don't care. Great scene. There is a lot of action. I agree. I gave it a 5, mostly because it's really bloody. And you know me, I want the blood. Give it to me. This movie's R. It's rated R. So they leaned into it. And I like that. It's not the most action. There's a lot of storyline. But when the action hits, it hits really hard. And it's really cool. I just think he did some cool stuff visually. It's different, especially watching the Once Upon a Time in China and then like going to something like this. This took some creative chances, you know what I mean, with the action. And I thought it worked. I thought it looked really good. So 5 for you, 5 for me. All right, storyline.
Okay, so storyline here, I'm going to be really honest with you. I gave it a 3. I thought it was good. Nothing new, nothing fresh. I mean, in terms of like the whole mythology thing and he killed the parents and now he wants revenge. He has to save the people. And Zeus thought this guy is the one. And then at the end he dies and he goes into a heaven war with the gods and the other bad guys. And it is what it is. It's just a typical, you know, even Clash of the Titan. Like if I were to rewatch the newer version, which I never seen the newer version.
Don't worry. It's on the list.
Like I have a feeling I might give it a 2 or 3. I don't see it going 4 or 5 because the storylines never grab, unless it's like Gladiator, where it's just really told very well.
And more realistic.
Like, and a realistic point of view. Then I go, yeah. This one, I was never going to pass 4 or 5. So I gave it a 3. I thought it was good.
Yeah, this is full on mythology. This is full on gods and men and titans and fantasy. It's fantasy. I like Greek mythology. I'm into it. I think it's cool. You know, like Zeus. And I wish there was like a more evil, like there's no like Hades type thing, like Hercules or something like that. You know what I mean? But even movies like Hercules, like I'm into it. Clash of the Titans. I like it. But I agree with you. There's nothing in this that necessarily raises it to like a crazy level. Even though this is not, as far as I know, it's not based on any actual Greek mythology story. It feels like all of them. It doesn't really reinvent the wheel here. You're getting pretty much what you would expect. Your good guys are good. Your bad guys are bad. You know, there's nothing else. I gave it a 3-2. I think it's fine. I think it serves its purpose. I was never bored, personally. Mm-hmm. I was never like, okay, I want this to be over. I was cool. I liked all the characters, which is good. But, you know, I've seen them. I've seen them in other stuff. They're not like exceptional. Okay, overall.
Overall, I gave it a 3. I thought it was a good movie. To be honest with you, I never heard of it. Never saw it before. This is the first time watch. I thought it was good for a mythology movie. Like, I brought it digitally. I don't think I'll ever, unless it gets a 4K, I would say, yeah, but I'm not buying it a Blu-ray. The digital was fantastic. The only way I will own this in my collection, if it comes out in 4K, and I'll be like, you know what? If it's at a good price, where it's not $40 to fucking $60, then I'll be like, you know what? Definitely getting it and putting it or getting it on sale. But other than that, yeah, it's a good movie. Action's great. Villain's great.
Yeah, I agree. I gave it a 3. And I know we gave it like, there's elements of it that are great, like the action and all that. But as an overall movie, like it's good. That's why I was surprised with the 49 for audiences, because I feel like, especially at this time, it could have been, you know what? It could have been fatigue with it, because like I said, you had 300, you had Clash of the Titans, you had all these movies coming out around the same time where it's like people were probably like, oh, this is the worst one out of those. Mm. Maybe. I don't know. I think it's good. I don't think it's amazing. I also own it on digital, although I've had it on digital for like forever. I would also probably buy it on 4K only because I think it looks fantastic. That's one element. This movie is shot extremely well. I love the transitions. Tarsem Singh is a cool director. He doesn't really make a lot of stuff. I don't even know the last movie he's made, but I love the transitions. Like, you'll have a scene where you're looking at like a desert and all of a sudden it's like an ocean and then they're like on a boat. There'd be like a face that turns into a boat and stuff like that. Yeah, I love stuff like that. And he does that in his movies really well. So it looks fantastic. It's a good, solid Greek. If you're into Greek mythology, I think it's a worthy entry without necessarily reinventing the wheel. So I also gave it a 3. Okay, what's your total point? Oh, yeah.
So before I get to my total points, the last thing he did was this movie.
Wow, he hasn't and made a movie in 13 years.
Yeah, he did TV shows. He did a lot of TV shows. Then he did a music video for Lady Gaga, 9/11, and he did Toyota video. And then the last movie here says 2023, which was Dear Jassi, J-A-S-S-I.
Okay. I don't know what that is.
Yeah. That's like a...
Well, I'm not surprised that he did videos because he's a stylist, you know, a style. Oh, look. No, the last movie he did before... he did a couple movies after. Immortals, he did Mirror Mirror, which was a Snow White movie. And Selfless, the one with Ryan Reynolds. Okay. I don't really like those movies. I wish he'd go back to his earlier stuff because this one... And he did a movie called The Fall that I really enjoy. It's all about like storytelling and stuff like that. It's really cool. And it's also out of print on Blu-ray. It costs like $200 if you want to try to buy it. But I wish he would do something else like this, honestly. Something that requires a lot of visual flair. But I think he came from music videos and stuff anyway. So usually people who do... David Fincher came from music videos. A lot of time, Michael Bay, they came from commercials. Like, you have a visual eye and then you do a full-length feature. I think he's good, personally.
All right,
what's your total point?
My total points is 20 out of a 25.
All right, 20 for you. I am at a 19. Out of a 25. So I like this movie. I think it's good. I enjoyed it. I haven't seen it in a long time and I probably won't watch it again for a long time. But when I do, I'll probably be like, you know what? That's a pretty good movie again. So I think it's enjoyable as far as a sword and sandal movie goes. All right. Here's what we got coming up. Finally, finishing up Once Upon a Time in China with a little movie called Once Upon a Time in China and America. We'll be wrapping up that franchise with that movie before moving on to a major franchise with less movies, but that made a lot of money. And then continuing on with the sword and sandals, get your sandals ready. We're going to be doing a movie called The Eagle. I know you haven't heard of this movie or seen this movie.
The Eagle.
No. So we're going to be doing The Eagle. This is about Romans again. So we're going back to the Romans. Remember the first movie we did, they had that big golden eagle thing in Centurion.
Yeah.
I believe this movie is like focuses on that. That's why it's called The Eagle. So we're going back to Rome before, I think, our last movie, we go back to Greece again. So mixing it up, Greek and Roman, sword and sandals. That's what we got coming up.
All right, guys. You guys want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything AMG podcast, you can follow us on YouTube at Action Movie Guys Podcast. Subscribe, leave a comments there. Take us on the go with the Action Movie Guys Podcast, available in all podcast providers. And of course, we are now on TikTok at Geeks N, letter N, Flix. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Ash Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.